Well, February is Magnet School Month, and we are so proud of our MPS Magnet Schools, whether it's Fine Arts, Global Studies, Humanities, STEM, STEAM, Montessori, or Spanish Dual Language, or Magnet Programs. Shine with thematic academic excellence, integrated curriculum, family engagement, and student success. And we celebrate our students here at Minneapolis Public Schools, families and staff as well, and leadership throughout this month and beyond. And as we wrap up this month of February, we're excited to be talking with Stephanie Davies-Larson, who is a K-12 content lead at MPS, and Julie Loxerkamp. Julie is a K-12 content lead for Magnet Arts and Multilingual and Magnet Programs. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being on the School News Podcast. And let's do this. Let's talk about Magnet Schools. Stephanie, I'll start with you. Talk to us a little bit about Magnet Schools. First, what makes a Magnet School different from, say, a community school?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Manny, for having us on. Let's start off with that. At our Magnet Schools, students learn their core subjects, reading, language arts, math, science, and social studies through the Magnet theme activities. There's an emphasis on project-based learning, where students work together on projects and they share and present their projects, naturally in class. But they also do that at some of our sites at quarterly student showcases, student performances, and art exhibits. They have magnet-themed activities that connect to real-world learning experiences. And these activities are often led by the career professionals that reflect the magnet themes. And these partnerships, including artists in residence at our arts magnet schools, they excite students about learning. So our students tend to stay more engaged and focused on their work. And this is a citywide program. It's different, of course, in community schools. And we have transportation that's provided for our pre-K through eighth grade students from wherever their families reside, of course, within the district boundaries. And our high school students take public transportation, arrange for their own transportation, just like a community school will. So, similar in some ways to community schools, but definitely we stand out as magnets.
How many magnet schools does MPS have?
Well, we have 13, and they range in what they offer to study. We have our art schools, Bethune and Marcy are elementary schools, and Franklin and Sullivan, since they're STEAM schools, do include an arts component to them. And then that goes to our Fair School for Arts for high school. And I'm going to say just that much, and I'm going to let Julie jump in after we've kind of given this list. She can say more than about those arts programs. Next, we have our Global Studies and Humanities, Ella Baker. That school is a pre-K through eighth grade school where students study world events, global, national, and local issues, and they learn how to apply those to learn more and address their community concerns. Montessori is Seward Montessori. They are a pre-K through sixth grade, and that's new for this year for them. They are completing what's called an elementary two, an E2 program, which is a fourth through sixth grade program. So it's not a sixth grade standalone middle school. It is blended in with the fourth through sixth grade programs. And the Montessori school, they have a focus on outdoor learning. They have an outdoor learning program, and they have an on-site school courtyard that includes outdoor learning components of trees, plants, and flowers. And they also have a student-made chicken coop where they take care of their four chickens. And Spanish dual language, we have Emerson Green Central, Las Estrellas. There are our elementary schools. Anderson Community School has a Spanish dual language program within it, as does Roosevelt, which is the high school component of it. And students there, they develop their Spanish English skills. And the high school students, then when they get to Roosevelt, have an opportunity to earn their Minnesota Bilingual Seal in language proficiency. And that can also equate up to 4 college credits. And lastly, we have, and also not least, is our STEAM and STEM schools, Hall STEM Elementary School, Franklin STEAM Middle School. Sullivan is a pre-K through eighth grade STEAM school, and students there, and they engage in all activities that integrate the content and skills of science, technology, engineering, arts for the STEAM, and mathematics.
Stephanie Davies Larson is a K-12 content lead at Minneapolis Public Schools, and Julie Loxerkamp is a K-12 content lead for Magnet Arts and Multilingual and Magnet Program. So, Julie, I'll go to you now. Tell us about some of the special programs. Stephanie kind of alluded to it a little bit for you, but tell us about some of the special programs that are kind of engaging students at the schools in your portfolio.
I love the question you asked prior to this too, is what sets it apart? And you just said it within your question, is that the term magnet really signifies that drawing of that attraction for students who really feel a tug toward a certain subject. So they are all about science, they are all about arts. And when we look at the special programming present in each of our art schools, it's not just having a great arts program, you know, having the classic visual arts, dance, theater, drama, and music. It is really about how the school itself absolutely grabs hold of that theme. And they, as Stephanie said, they go through all of the same core curriculum that our community schools do, the same math, the same language arts curriculum, science and social studies. But there's an added programming component of collaboration between classroom teachers and specialists and everybody involved with the student on a day-to-day basis, where they will weave the math topic into the music classroom by using certain skills of rhythm. They will weave their science explorations into field trips that maybe have a creative writing component. Another thing that sets them aside for programming are the extensive amounts of arts exposure. So artists in residence visiting the school, field trips to go and see performances in our arts, absolutely arts-rich Minneapolis area, in all areas. And every time the students take a trip, there is a pre-trip focus on what do you think? What is your idea about how this is going to apply to you? How do you see yourself in that art? It gives the student a chance to reflect, to intake, to discuss, and to apply to their real life situations. And it really gives that kid a chance to dream about what they can be. The other parts of the programming that are so unique are the partnerships, community partnerships. So our elementary schools, all of our arts magnet schools work directly with Children's Theater Company, where they have in-house residencies for a large portion of the year. They work directly with Young Dance, Penumbra Theater, and all of those pieces have a professional development component to it as well. Nice. So we're not just focusing on the student, but we have to focus on the fact that teachers are learners all the time. They want to absorb anything they can to then transfer and to hand on to their students. So a day in the life of a magnet student is just everything school. I can't use that on a radio interview, but it's always connected to that component. And programming in the arts specifically really allows barriers to be dissolved, because every culture has their unique, specific, beautiful way of expressing themselves and their history through art, whether it's the written word, paintings, dance form, drumming. It is universal. And so the language barriers dissolve, the sharing increases about how much we can learn from each of our cultures. So the diversity of arts transfers directly to the diverse education we can provide our students at a magnet school.
Wonderful. I love it. Stephanie, what sort of feedback are you guys getting from families about the magnet school choices their students, the choices that their students have at MPS?
We're getting a lot of really good positive feedback from families. Our magnet schools gather feedback from their families and school communities on a pretty regular basis. They have the in-house surveys that they provide at different events that they have, say conferences, maybe an open house. and they're getting really good feedback of what their children is receiving is meeting their needs, meeting their children's needs, and also meeting the family's needs and expectations of the magnet schools. In a recent MPS caregiver survey, the families were asked to share their students or parents. They're sharing their top 2 to 3 academic priorities. And we found out that the results have showed that the magnet programs are ranking in the top 4 for all families in MPS, also families of color, and in the top 5 for American Indian and Alaska Native families. And we're in good company. The results also are showing priorities of academic interventions, opportunities for advanced learners, and diverse electives. And those are definitely included within a magnet school program. So we're being very confident about that. We're really meeting our families' needs.
We're talking with Stephanie Davies-Larson, who's a K-12 content lead at MPS, and Julie Loxerkamp, who's a K-12 content lead for Magnet Arts, Multilingual, and Magnet Programs at Minneapolis Public Schools. And we're talking about magnet schools today. And Julie, I'll go back to you. Is it possible to tour school if a family and a student is trying to decide, you know, what magnet school to go to? Is it possible to take a tour to kind of take a look at what the landscape is?
Absolutely. Each of the schools offer tours. Some are scheduled throughout the year on certain nights, and all you have to do is call the school office and say you're interested in a tour of the school. Sometimes they have specific times to do that. Other times they will set up a time that works best for the parent student. I do know that one of the best ways to visit a school and see what's going on, there are multiple family engagement opportunities in the evenings, especially at our arts magnet schools, where they really want to showcase not just a performance, but the process it took to get to that learning. And that's what parents want to know is, okay, this looks all lovely and beautiful and everybody enjoys music, but what led up to this? What skills did our young scholar need to embrace in order to come to this point? But they also get to see at a family evening event or concert or a creative writing presentation. This morning we were at Bethune. They had a live wax museum in celebration of Black History Month. And all fourth graders represented a key figure in Black American history. And we are seeing so much of an increase of family engagement now, because there are so many opportunities to meet the busy schedule of parents for them to come and visit the school. And it's open to anybody to come and see what that school is all about.
And Stephanie, for you, are there any important deadlines coming up that people should be aware of?
Absolutely, Manny. For the families who requested magnet schools for next school year 2025-26, and they might not have gotten word about it yet, about whether or not their student is placed at a magnet school, the end of April is the second lottery, so they should be getting some information around then. That's when student placement anticipates sending out those placement letters. And then once they get a placement letter, there's going to be information about registration at the school that their children is placed at.
And lastly, before I let you guys go, where can families go to learn more information about all of this?
They can just check out our MPS district website. That's mpsschools.org. And choose the academics selection, and then just click on magnet schools, and we have information that includes everything that we've talked about here about magnet theme and also magnet pathways. And then there are links to each magnet school's individual website, and also importantly, if you're interested, is to link to enrollment and also transportation.
Wonderful. Stephanie Davies-Larson, K-12 content lead at MPS, and Julie Loxerkamp, K-12 content lead for Magnet Arts and Multilingual and Magnet Programs. Thank you both. This was really, really, really informative. A lot of information to take in, but I think it's really all important stuff for families to know. I know one of our employees here at KBEM/MPS Voices, Olive Norvell, who does our own music show once a week for MPS Voices, and she does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. She graduated from FAIR and just a couple of years ago, and she's been doing a great job for us. And so I think it really it's one way to really kind of highlight, you know, just the wide variety of just students and talents that can attend these schools. So it's a wonderful thing. Thank you both for coming on today, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you very much.